when I traveled with us and meeting some years ago in my office, I remember going into St. Petros Church. Underneath St. Petros is all the catacombs where all of our ancient ancestors, our spiritual ancestors, martyrs who gave up their life for our holy and awesome faith. I love visiting churches that bear the name of the apostles. And I love visiting the churches that are named after the apostles because the church that I serve and that God has sent me to is named after one of the gospel writers, St. Mark. We know that St. Mark traveled, if you know your scriptures, he traveled with St. Peter and St. Paul. In fact, even got in arguments with them. I love that about the apostles. They got in arguments, but they quickly forgave each other and moved on with their life. How I wish we would do the same. And St. Mark, who I love so much, traveled with St. Peter and Paul, so in a lot of ways, we're like sister churches, you know. But I also love coming to churches that are named after the apostles, because the apostles are truly, truly amazing men. Everywhere they walked, they sanctified and restored creation back to what it was meant to be, holy. Holiness. This is what the apostles did, and they laid down that foundation for us to live. The theme for today, dear ones in Christ, is restoring creation, bringing holiness to creation, sanctifying creation. Why am I saying this to you? In the gospel today, you have a man who tests Christ. In Mark's gospel, Christ actually says at the very end of it how he has love and endearment for the man. Because at least the man is asking the questions. How many of us ask questions in our minds but never really use our mouth? This man comes and he asks for Christ, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must good deed be? Right? That's what the scriptures say. And then Christ says, if you wish to have life. Did you hear that? If you wish to have life, live by the commandments. Not live by the standards of society and the world, not live by the standards of our families, but by the holy commandments. And then Christ labels them, he lists them, and how many of us truly know the Ten Commandments? Whenever I teach my catechumens back in Youngstown, I do a whole class on the commandments, because we do not know them. Right, our society has completely forgotten them, and for us who have been Orthodox maybe for many years, or wherever we grew up, whatever it is, many of us have forgotten those holy words that God himself gave to Moses. If you remember in Exodus, God writes them with his finger on stone tablets. God writes those holy words on stone tablets. And then now he's writing on the flesh of our heart, and some of our hearts are harder than stone, huh? Some of our hearts are really hard. And Christ, with his all-piercing and loving hand, as he says in the divine liturgy, for thou art a good God who lovest mankind. He writes his word now on our hearts. And he starts telling the man what to do. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and mother isn't just saying yes, yes, mom, yes, dad. It's loving them even when you can't stand them. It's being obedient to them even to the last dying wish and serving them. If you truly want to earn that commandment, dear ones in Christ, truly serve your mom and dad. And if they're not here walking on the earth, you can serve them by going to their graveyard and praying for them and bowing before them and asking for forgiveness. And he talks about adultery. How many of us honor that commandment? We go to places where we shouldn't visit, especially our websites. We struggle with the passion of lust. How do we honor this commandment of not committing adultery? By honoring our spouse, serving her or him. As I told my parish during the Dormition fast, I told them that you're called to serve every woman. This is our challenge. Called to serve every woman as if she's a failed spouse. Husbands, do we serve our wives like that? Do we serve her as if she is a failed spouse herself? Standing and radiant beauty to our wives are. Wives, do you serve your husbands as if he is Christ? Write that beautiful epistle to the Ephesians chapter 5, where St. Paul writes the icon of beauty in words of how holy and awesome marriage is, where he says husbands and wives serve each other and die to each other. If you're not married yet, then you honor your purity and your chastity, to whether which path you go to, whether it's monasticism or marriage. Remember, the two patrons that you have, Peter and Paul, are the icon of that. Peter is the icon of marriage. Remember, he was married. Christ comes to his mother-in-law and heals her. We know tradition also tells us that Peter had children. Paul, we know, celibate and started a monastic life at the church. And then Christ continues on with stealing and murdering. Right, we may not have committed murder in here. Pray God that none of you have. But maybe some of us have committed murder with our thoughts and our words by stabbing each other in the back, repeatedly speaking evil of each other. Is that not murder with our words? I oftentimes caution my people to say, do not vent. Because as soon as you start venting and complaining, you'll start speaking evil of one another, worse than committing murder. And then the man responds back, not with humility, not with love, not with yes, my Lord, but yeah, I already do all those. Yeah, I already do all those. What else do I need to do? And then Christ pierces the man with his sharp words, and he says, go and sell your possessions. If you wish to be perfect, it says in the scriptures, if you wish to be perfect, sell your possessions. And the man goes away what? Sorrowful, sad, because he had many possessions. We live in an age, in a time where we love money. As St. Paul says, the root of all evil is money. And we've been infected with this idea of even telling our children from an early age, go get a good job, you'll be really happy with a lot of money. And we find out later on that we have a society full of people who are depressed and miserable. We are not called to live a life of full of possessions, whether you have them or you don't, or you want them, whatever your case may be. We're not called to be successful in this life. We're called to be faithful. We're called to be faithful to the commandments of Christ. Every is, or, and, but, comma, semicolon, estimation point, whatever it may be, everything that Christ gives us from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 22, we're called to obey and follow. And listen to. And have fire in our hearts for the commandments, to be excited. Because when we're on fire for Christ, creation is restored back to what it's meant to be, holy and perfect and sanctified. We are icons and living images of God. And either that image of God will get distorted through our sinfulness because we want to sin. Right? Remember, we have a free will. God doesn't make you angry. God doesn't make you lustful. God doesn't make you greedy, and so on and so forth. We become like that through our own choosing. And that pushes us away from Christ. This pushes us away from Christ when we live like this. And Christ is giving us the way of life. Listen to the scriptures here, once in Christ. He says, if you wish to have and enter into life, follow my commandments. Not the commandments of the world. If you wish to enter into life, that's why in Exodus, when Moses is leading the Hebrews out to the promised land, he says, I give you the way of life or the way of death. Jeremiah says the whole thing. The prophets say it over and over again. I give you the way of life or the way of death. Which do we choose? Which do we want to live? That's up to us. And Christ gives us medicine for our brokenness. You know what that medicine is, everyone's in Christ? Prayer. And fasting. And coming to divine liturgy. Every time we have a divine liturgy here, we should be rushing. Rushing to partake of the medicine that restores us back to perfection and holiness. A lot of times we think, when we see another liturgy, oh, good grief, I have to go to church again? We've already set ourselves up for failure. But when we have fire in our hearts, we are excited to partake of the true fire that consumes, as it says in the pre-communion prayers, the wheat, rye, clay, and you will consume it, because you are the fire. I know I'm preaching a long time. Is Father Chris preaching this long? Yeah. I usually preach about 20 to 30 minutes. I'll be done for your salvation. Don't worry. I'll be done soon. What I wish the Savior does in Christ is that we're called to live a life of holiness and to enter into life through the way of the commandments and giving up your passion of greed. How many of us lie in here? We all have jobs, don't we? We have empty spaces all around. Where are the icons? We have empty spaces all outside. Where are the icons on the outside? Place yourselves on these walls. Place yourselves on the outside of these walls. Place yourselves in Ben Lomond and make this place an oasis. Become excited and on fire for the gospel of Christ because no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. You literally have to put in the work. You have to get up and pray. You have to get up and forgive people. You have to get up and repent. You have to get up and fast. And yes, you have to get up and come to the divine liturgy and stand before the awesome God and partake of Him and to restore back to perfection. Do you understand? Do we get what Christ is trying to tell us today, Jesus Christ? To become holy and perfect because this is what we're called to do. Your patrons, Peter and Paul, did it. And how many times did Peter totally reject Christ, right? Three times and then some more. Three times and some more. What about St. Paul? Didn't he kill St. Stephen? Read chapter 6 and 7 of Acts. He stood at the feet and said, "Murder him." And they threw stones at Stephen. And what does Stephen do? He radiates with the light of an angel. Dear ones in Christ, we're called to sanctification and holiness through living the commandments, giving up your greed. It's not about us. Right, as I tell my people, it's not about you. It's not about you, it's not about me. It's about Christ and your life in Him. Just like I tell my people, this isn't my priesthood, and these are His essence. These are Him. These are His. They belong to Him. Just like every part of us belongs to Christ. And if you're fully going to give 100% to that, we're going to give Him the laziness and listen to the standards of the world, which will feed you nothing but evil. And you'll become the icon of evil instead of the icon of holiness. God loves you, dear ones in Christ. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. God loves you.